It's Thursday, August 11th, 2022. I'm J. Samuel Deal, and this is The Hidden Node, Dog Days of Podcasting Edition. I just want to take a quick moment before we get started with today's character. I know there's a lot of amazing people listening to this who are part of the Dog Days, but I also know there's a bunch of lovelies listening to this who might be listening to just this. And I'd like to encourage you to visit dogdaysofpodcasting.com because there's a lot of other people doing some really great stuff this year, and really every year. There's music podcasts, there's other RPG-related podcasts, there's wonderful short fiction podcasts, there's podcasts that are comedy-focused, there are podcasts that are sharing some health and wellness stuff. Seeing what this group has done year over year has really been wonderful. And this year is no exception. There's a lot of great stuff out there. So again, I totally want to encourage people who may be listening to just this, go check out darkdaysofpodcasting.com. Check out that feed. Listen to those amazing people. They're really cool. I think you'll like them. That's it. Today we're visiting the Immortal Chancellor, an NPC designed for sci-fi intrigue campaigns. Her words once led a people through an age of prosperity and unity. While she was elected, they followed her every step, her speeches, and her counsel. Even after she stepped down, she offered her successors words of confidence, support, and grace. Her presence invoked an air of prestige, of calm pride, of seniority that's hard to resist. The words she spoke are deliberate, delicate, diplomatic. It's been almost a millennium, but the title Chancellor has never left her behind, despite the government she once ran, now long gone, for she is immortal, unlike the existence that once great republic. Government leaders, university deans, and many varied civic captains still seek her out. Her knowledge of the worlds that once were, the flow of the tide of galactic politics, and both her role and observation within the realms make others want to mimic her wake, to learn from her, and, if possible, convince her to lead again. But the oath she took so many stars ago lies at the heart of her honor. She would not lead her country again, nor take up the mantle of leadership for another nation. No matter how many years nor light years removed, integrity required such devotion. The Immortal Chancellor's longevity grants her the ability to be patient and observant. She typically will not act fast and will often respond to inquiries for help at a snail's pace. But her words will be exacting, honest, and very clear. She is not one for manipulation if she observes it in any fashion. Her words are free, as is her counsel, but they will be given at her pace and no quicker. There's an aspect of nostalgia she has for her old republic, but she will not permit the graces of the heart to distract her from important matters. Immortality has taught her to accept that all things in life are ephemeral. She will not clutch the sand too tightly. In sci-fi, she is an immortal alien that ended up with the right conditions to be elected to a planet's leadership. Now she is the last surviving citizen of that republic. That world lives on, but nations change hands and banners. In urban fantasy, she's a vampire lord that ended up leading mortal citizens in their choice of government. Daylight cabinet sessions were quite rare. In Aegis of Legend, she is a literal goddess that chose to follow human laws during her earthbound days. That country is long gone, but her oath prevents her from accepting temples of worship. The words of the elder are powerful, especially those that once led the community in halcyon days. This immortal's eyes have seen much, and she would gladly share to those who would slow down enough to listen. She has no heart to give towards the rapid fights of modern political frays, and would rather look closer at the curious group of wanderers exploring the galaxy. I dig when there are powerful characters that can take the back seat in a story, that have a grace of strength and prestige, but they won't act because it is not their time to. It is not their world to anymore. These exist in many forms and many stories, and sometimes they eventually get convinced to act. Other times, the only thing they can offer is their words, their advice. And thus, the Immortal Chancellor is one such character, someone who has seen so much in their time that she has been quite a wonderful leader, but no longer seeks that role. Her integrity won't allow her to. Such a character can make for a powerful ally and a very powerful foe, especially an immortal character. Such characters are often patient and far more willing to exact their plans long after the players may have forgotten about them. The audio portion of this episode is shared on a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Sounds and music are provided by Sirenscape's Club Flux sound set. Please see the website for individual songs and sound usage. The text for this episode is shared under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. Have a good time with this character and let me know if you use them for something. Until tomorrow.